free medical care. Due to the efforts of the Medical Committee for Human Rights, the Student Health Organization, and other progressive elements among younger doctors and nurses, Free People's clinics have been happening in every major city. They usually operate out of storefronts and are staffed with volunteer help. An average clinic can handle about 50 patients a day. If you've had an accident or have an acute illness, even a bad cold, check into the emergency room of any hospital. Give them a sob story, complete with phony name and address. After treatment, they present you with a slip and direct you to the cashier. Just walk on by, as the song suggests. A good decoy is to ask for the washroom. After waiting there for a few moments, split. If you're caught sneaking out, tell them you ran out of the house without your wallet. Ask them to bill you at your phony address. This billing procedure works in both hospital emergency rooms and clinics. You can keep going back for repeated visits up to 3 months before the cashier's office tells the doctor about your fractured payments. You can get speedy medical advice and avoid emergency room delays by calling the hospital, asking for the emergency unit, and speaking directly to the doctor over the phone. Older doctors frown on this procedure since they cannot extort their usual exorbitant fee over the phone. Younger ones generally do not share this hang-up. Cities usually have free clinics for a variety of special ailments: tuberculosis clinics, venereal disease clinics, and free shot clinics. Yellow fever, polio, tetanus, etc. are some of the more common. A directory of these clinics and other free health services the local community provides can be obtained by writing your Chamber of Commerce or local health department. Most universities have clinics connected with their dental, optometry, or other specialized medical schools. If not for free, then certainly for very low rates, you can get dental work repaired, eyeglasses fitted, and treatment of other specific health needs. Free psychiatric treatment can often be gotten at the outpatient department of any mental hospital. Admission into these hospitals is free, but a real bummer. Use them as a last resort only. Some cities have a suicide prevention center, and if you are desperate and need help, call them. Your best choice in a psychiatric emergency is to go to a large general hospital, find the emergency unit, and ask to see the psychiatrist on duty. Birth control clinics. Planned Parenthood and the Family Planning Association staff numerous free birth control clinics throughout the country. They provide such services as sex education, examinations, pap smear, and birth control information and devices. The devices include pills, a diaphragm or IUD, intrauterine device, which they will insert. If you are unmarried and under 18, you might have to talk to a social worker, but it's no sweat because anybody gets contraceptive devices that wants them. Call up and ask them to send you their booklets on the different methods of birth control available. If you would rather go to a private doctor, try to find out from a friend the name of a hip gynecologist who is sympathetic to the fact that you're low on bread. Otherwise, one visit could cost $25 or more. Before deciding on a contraceptive, you should be hip to some general information. There has been much research on the pill, and during the past 10 years, it has proven its effectiveness, if not its safety. The two most famous name brands are Ortho Novum and Envoid. They all require a doctor's prescription. Different type pills are accompanied by slightly different instructions, so read the directions carefully. In many women, the pills produce side effects such as weight increase, dizziness, or nausea. Sometimes the pill affects your vision and, more often, your mood. Some women with specialized blood diseases are advised not to use them, but in general, women have little or no trouble. Different brand names have different hormonal balances, progesterone, estrogen. If you get uncomfortable side effects, insist that your doctor switch your brand. If you stop the pill method for any reason and don't want to get pregnant, be very careful to use another means right away. Another contraceptive device becoming more popular is the IUD, or the loop. It is a small plastic or stainless steel irregularly shaped spring that the doctor inserts inside the opening of the uterus. The insertion is not without pain, but it's safe if done by a physician, and it's second only to the pill in prevention of pregnancy. Once it's in place, you can forget about it for a few years or until you wish to get pregnant. Doctors are reluctant to prescribe them for women who have not borne children or had an abortion because of the intense pain that accompanies insertion. But if you can stand the pain associated with 3 to 4 uterine contractions, you should push the doctor for this method. Inserting it during the last day of your period will make it easier. The diaphragm is a round piece of flexible rubber about 2 inches in diameter with a hard rubber rim on the outside. It used to be inserted just before the sex act, but hip doctors now recommend that it be worn continuously and taken out every few days for washing and also during the menstrual period. It is most effective when used with a sperm-killing jelly or cream. A doctor will fit you for a proper-sized diaphragm. The next best method is the foams that you insert 20 minutes before fucking. The best foams available are Delphin and Emco. They have the advantage of being non-prescription items, so you can rush into any drugstore and pick up a dispenser when the spirit moves you. Follow the directions carefully. Unfortunately, these foams taste terrible and are not available in flavors. It just shows you how far science has to go. Another device is the prophylactic, or rubber as it is called. This is the only device available to men. It is a thin rubber sheath that fits over the penis. Because they are subject to breaking and sliding off, their effectiveness is not super great. If you are forced to use them, the best available are lubricated sheepskins with a reservoir tip. The rhythm method, or Vatican roulette, as it is called by hip Catholics, is a waste unless you are ready to surround yourself with thermometers, graphs, and charts. You also have to limit your fucking to prescribed days. Even with all these precautions, women have often gotten pregnant using the rhythm method. The oldest and least effective method is simply for the male to pull out just before he comes. There are billions of sperm cells in each ejaculation, and only one is needed to fertilize the woman's egg and cause a pregnancy. Most of the sperm is in the first squirt, so you had better be quick if you employ this technique. If the woman misses her period, she shouldn't panic. It might be delayed because of emotional reasons. Just wait 2 weeks before going to a doctor or clinic for a pregnancy test. When you go, be sure to bring your first morning urine specimen. Abortions. The best way to find out about abortions is to contact your local women's liberation organization through your underground newspaper or radio station. Some family planning clinics and even some liberal churches set up abortions, but these might run as high as $700. Underground newspapers often have ads that read, "Any girl in trouble, call," or something similar. The usual rate for an abortion is about $500, and it's awful hard to bargain when you need one badly. Only go to a physician who is practicing or might have just lost his license. Forget the stereotype image of these doctors, as they are performing a vital service. Friends who have had an abortion can usually recommend a good doctor and fill you in on what's going to happen. Abortions are very minor operations if done correctly. They can be done almost any time, but after 3 months it's no longer so casual and more surgical skill is required. Start making plans as soon as you find out. The sooner the better in terms of the operation. Get a pregnancy test at a clinic. If it is positive and you want an abortion, start that day to make plans. If you get negative results from the test and still miss your period, have a gynecologist perform an examination if you are still worried. If you cannot arrange an abortion through women's liberation, family planning, a sympathetic clergyman, or a friend who has had one, search out a liberal hospital and talk to one of their social workers. Almost all hospitals perform therapeutic abortions. Tell a sob story about the desertion of your boyfriend, or that you take LSD every day, or that defects run in your family. Act mentally disturbed. If you qualify, you can get an abortion that will be free under Medicaid or other welfare medical plans. The safest form of abortion is the vacuum curettage method, but not all doctors are hip to it. It is safer and quicker, with less chance of complications than the old-fashioned scrape method. Many states have recently passed liberalized abortion laws, such as New York, by far the most extensive, Hawaii, and Maryland, due to the continuing pressure of radical women. There is a residence requirement for New York, but using a friend's New York address at the hospital will be good enough. The procedure takes only a few days and costs between $200 and $500, depending on the place. The best advice is to call one of the New York abortion referral services or birth control groups listed in the New York directory section. The battle for abortion, and certainly for free abortion, is far from over, even in the states with liberal laws. They are far too expensive for the 10 to 20 minute minor operation involved, and the red tape is horrendous. Free abortions must be looked on as a fundamental right, not a sneaky, messy trauma. Diseases treated free. SIF and CLAP, syphilis and gonorrhea, are two diseases that are easy to pick up. They come from bawling. Anyone who claims they got it from sitting on a toilet seat must have a fondness for weird positions. Both men and women are subject to the diseases. Using a prophylactic usually will prevent the spreading of venereal diseases, but you should really seek to have it cured. Syphilis usually begins with an infection, which may look like a cold sore or pimple around the sex organ. There is no pain associated with the lesions. Soon, the sore disappears even without treatment. This is often followed by a period of rashes on the body, especially the palms of the hands, and inflammation of the mouth and throat. These symptoms also disappear without treatment. It must be understood, however, that even if these symptoms disappear, the disease still remains if left untreated. It can cause serious trouble such as heart disease, blindness, insanity, and paralysis. Also, it can fuck up any kids you might produce and is easily passed on to anyone you ball. Gonorrhea, CLAP, is more common than syphilis. Its first signs are a discharge from your sex organ that is painful. Like syphilis, it affects both men and women, but is often unnoticed in women. There is usually itching and burning associated with the affected area. It can leave you sterile if left untreated. Both these venereal diseases can be treated in a short time with medical attention. Avail yourself of the free VD clinics in every town. Follow the doctor's instructions to the letter and try to let the other people you've had sexual contact with know you had VD. There are other fungus diseases that resemble syphilis or gonorrhea but are relatively harmless. Check out every infection in your crotch area, especially those with open sores or an unusual discharge, and you'll be safe. Crabs are not harmful, but they can make you scratch your crotch for hours on end. They are also highly transmittable by bawling. Actually, they are a form of body lice and easy to cure. Go to your local druggist and ask him for the best remedy available. He'll give you one of several lotions and instructions for proper use. We recommend Quell. A common disease in the hip community is hepatitis. There are two kinds. One you get from sticking dirty needles in your arm, serum hepatitis, and the other, more common strain, from eating infected food or having intimate contact with an infected carrier, infectious hepatitis. The symptoms for both are identical: yellowish skin and eyes, dark piss and light crap, loss of appetite, and total listlessness. Hep is a very dangerous disease that can cause a number of permanent conditions, including death, which is extremely permanent. It should be treated by a doctor, often in a hospital.